Well, I want to talk to you for just a few minutes on still faith in a freeze. We talked about faith in a freeze last week. We're going to do a faith in a freeze part two. All right, y'all ready to let her rip one time? All right, if you are, say amen. I can't hear you. All right, there you go. I heard my beautiful wife over there. All right, so when the weather won't quit, this is the name of the sermon today, when the weather won't quit, neither will God. So again, here we are again, another Sunday, another storm, another week where the weather says stay home and think about your life choices. Last week it was ice. This week it's snow. At this point, I'm starting to wonder if North Carolina is trying to join the Arctic Circle. Some of you have already named your snowdrifts. Some of you have built snowmen that look suspiciously like church members. Amy, anybody done that? Oh, come on now. Tell the truth. Let the Lord love you. All right. Some of you have been praying, Lord, if you don't melt this snow, I'm about to lay my hands on this thermostat myself. But listen, even though the building is closed, even though the church is not closed, because the church is not an address, street address, the church is people, the church is you, and we're open for business. Somebody say amen. I want to hear somebody say amen besides my cat. Okay, hear my wife. There you go. And I'll say it. Amen, amen. So, if the weather can't stop God, it sure can't stop us. So here's my scripture, Psalm 46:1, and for real this time, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Not a distant help, not a delayed help, not when the snow melts help, but a very present help right now, right where you are, in your living room, in your pajamas, and there it goes again. Something keeps popping up. All right, there it goes. Even with your coffee. D stands for David. It can stand for dummy. It can stand for demand. Either way, some of y'all might be in here drinking your coffee. So even with your coffee, with your blanket, with your snow boots drying by the door, God is present even in a freeze. When life slows down, remember this now. This is very powerful now. When life slows down, God speaks up. Amen. Can I hear another amen out there? So sometimes God allows seasons. This isn't just a one-time thing. This is 2 weeks in a row. Sometimes God doesn't just allow events. Sometimes God allows seasons where everything slows down, not to punish us, but to pause us. When the roads freeze, when the plans freeze, when the schedules freeze, God is often thawing something out on the inside of us. Listen carefully. Thawing something out on the inside of us. Maybe he's slowing you down so he can speak up. We're so busy running and rushing and hustling and grinding, but that sometimes God has to use a snowstorm to say, sit down, breathe, listen. My wife's saying, slow down. Slow down. We're going to try a breathing exercise. People in my church, y'all know this breathing exercise. But this exercise may help you today when you're starting to get anxious about the snow. What you do is, remember, think of a water hose. You take a water hose. As long as you've got a nozzle, you can control the water. But if you cut that nozzle off, the water goes everywhere. The same way when you're breathing. Your mouth, your nose is the nozzle. Your mouth is the water hose with the nozzle cut off. You don't breathe through your mouth when you get anxious, because all you do is you go. And what happens is you over-oxygen. I can't even say. You get too much oxygen. Amen. And when you do, your chest starts hurting. Your head starts hurting. You start seeing blurry. You might even see dark clouds, you know, and your arm starts hurting and you think you're having a heart attack. No, what you do is you stop, breathe through your nose. Your nose adjusts the temperature of your air. It cleanses the air, and it shoots it to the right brain or left brain, whichever one needs to be more activated at the time, and it'll calm you down. Let's try it one time. Ready? Through your nose. Hold it. 4 or 5. and then blow it out. It'll make you feel better instantly. And if your blood pressure has gone up, if your pulse has gone up, try this after about two or three times. Your pulse will calm down. Your blood pressure will calm down. You'll start feeling human again. So don't forget, you got to breathe. All right? So here's what's going on now. We got these. God's slowing us down. He tells us to sit down, to breathe, and to listen. So maybe he's clearing your calendar so he can clear your heart. Oops. Let me try that one again. Maybe he's clearing your calendar so he can clear your heart. We live our lives with noise, and God, we fill our lives with noise and God whispers, and we can't hear him. Maybe he's shutting down the building so he can open our spirit. Sometimes God does his best work when we're not in the sanctuary, but when we're in the stillness, in the still areas, all right? So, just remember, this weather is preaching too. You know what I realized, again, about this weather? It's really preaching a very strong sermon. Last week, the ice preached a sermon saying, be still and know that I'm God. Snow's preaching this week, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. If we get hell next week, I'll be preaching on Revelation. Well, go ahead and laugh. It's all right, I promise. God's not going to take... Remember, you get points for listening today. And whoever gets the most points gets to sit up in the front of the church. Amen? If you get a whole bunch of points, you can go sit up there behind me while I'm preaching. All right. So, the weather may freeze, but God doesn't. The weather's unpredictable, but so's life. Your life is so unpredictable. Storms come out of nowhere, but God, he's steady. He's faithful. He's unshakable. He's unfreezable. Your situation may be frozen, but your Savior's not. Your plans may be put on pause, but God's promises are not put on any kind of pause. Your schedule may be shut down, but heaven is still open. Don't let the weather freeze your worship. Just because you're not in the building doesn't mean you can't feel and be in his presence. Worship's not a location, it's a posture. Praise is not a place, it's a decision. If you can worship in the sanctuary, you can worship in the snow. God does his best work in cold seasons. Think about it. Seeds grow underground in the cold. Trees strengthen their roots in the winter. Soil rests before the harvest season. Creation prepares for new life. Winter is not death. Winter is preparation. God often does his deepest work in your coldest seasons. When you feel stuck, God is strengthening you. When you feel frozen, God is forming you. When you feel delayed, God is developing you. So, don't confuse delay with denial. Just because it's not happening yet doesn't mean it's not happening. Amen? Somebody give me a good old amen out there. Snow delays everything, but it doesn't cancel spring. Amen? So, God's timing is not denial, it's development. This freeze is going to break. I promise you, it's going to break. Storms don't last. Seasons don't stay. Weather changes, and so do you. This snow will melt. This freeze will break. This season will shift. And when it does, you'll look back and realize God kept you. God carried you. God covered you. God grew you, even in the coldest moments. Matter of fact, give it 3 months, and then we're going to be complaining about how hot it is. Amen. Now we're talking about how cold it is. 3 months, we're going to talk about how hot it is. Don't let isolation steal your connection. Just because we're physically apart doesn't mean we're spiritually disconnected. Check on somebody. Encourage somebody. Pray for somebody. be the church. Amen? God is present in every season. Psalm 46 doesn't say God is our help when the weather's good. It doesn't say God is our help when the road's clear. It doesn't say God is our help when life is convenient. It says God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. God is present even in this crazy freeze. God is present in the storm. God is present in the delay. God is present in the uncertainty. He is with you, not just in the sunshine. God is with you in the snow. So now, how do I keep faith in a freeze? I'm glad you asked that question. Yeah, I can hear that question. All right. Here it is. Number one, warm up. Warm your spirit with worship. Turn your living room into a sanctuary. Number two, strengthen your faith with Scripture. Let God's Word thaw your worry out. Number three, stay connected to your church family. Isolation is the enemy's playground. Number four, speak hope over your home. Think about this. Your words create your atmosphere. Wow, that's a whammy. Amen. That's a big whammy. All right. Number five, expect God to move even in the cold. Faith is not a seasonal thing. Amen. Mm-hmm. So let me pray for him. I'm getting ready to close down in prayer, but then y'all, like we did last week, we'll open it up for some questions. So let me pray for you. Lord, thank you that even in this freeze, you were faithful. Even when the weather shuts down, your presence opens things up. Warm our hearts, strengthen our faith, fill our homes with peace, and remind us that no storm lasts forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want us to all say this together. I can't hear you, but I know you're going to do this. Say this with me. Ready? I'll say it slow so everybody can say it with me. The weather may freeze, but my faith will not. The storm may linger, but my hope will rise. God is with me. God is for me. God is working, even in the cold. Amen. God is so good. Now, I'm getting ready, unless somebody's got any questions, we're getting ready to close out. Anybody got any questions? Oh, we got an altar call, too. My wife, my director, is helping me out, my producer. Let me ask first if we got any questions, and then if we don't, I'm going to have the altar call. Is there any questions? Okay, my wife told me to slow down.
There's a delay.
And let the Facebook catch up. Yeah, I can get kind of carried away sometimes. I can say about 200 words a minute with gusts of about 300. There we go. All right. I don't see any questions right now, so let's do our altar call. I can't see your hands, but I know you'll put them up. If you got a special need today, it's going to be unspoken because I can't hear it, but I want you to put your hands up, okay? Put your hands up. I appreciate y'all too, and I have no idea what Eddie means. I have no idea what Eddie means by sometimes. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm guessing he's referring to your gusts.
Oh, my gust. Oh, sometimes my gust 300. Oh, yeah. Okay, maybe it's 300 with gusts of 500. I don't know. It's up there. and yes, you're welcome. Yeah, this morning I got a call. Somebody's AC wasn't working, and I helped them get it working again. AC? Not AC, but their heat pump. Their heat pump was not working, and I helped them through the telephone. All right, I got little bitty fingers. I can stick them right in that telephone. All right. Sarah, put your hand up. You ain't got to touch the screen, but just put your hand up. We're going to pray. Father, I thank you today that although it's cold outside, you are still warm. Although we're cold on the outside, we got God's Spirit on the inside. And we can feel your power, and we can feel your warmth, and we know you're here. And we thank you, God, that all of this going on the outside is just you working. And we thank you for you working in our midst. And we thank you for working in everybody's life. I thank you, Lord, that everybody stays warm, that everybody stays out of trouble, and that everybody melts out. We all get a chance to thaw out, melt and thaw out. I thank you for that. Bless everyone that's listening. Meet every need. Touch everybody that needs a touch in their body and in their heart and in their mind. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And the church said, amen. Now, hopefully, we're not going to be here next Sunday on Facebook. Hopefully, we're going to be back. Oh, my wife will, yes. The church will be on Facebook, not person from the living room. Hopefully, I'll be in the church setting, and my wife will be taking care of Facebook. We'll still be on Facebook next week, but hopefully, it'll be from the sanctuary and not from the living room. But if the snow or whatever persists again, we'll be right back here. We ain't scared. All right. Y'all have a wonderful, wonderful day. Don't get on the road. That's not just me talking. That comes from your emergency manager. DC Linton says, don't get on the road. It is terrible out there. Even as he said, there was some ice under the snow on the highway. So that's dangerous.
Nikki said, pray for me. I want to go play in the snow with my truck.
Okay, Lord, touch Nikki right now. Either give her a good strong coat and a good truck to go play in the snow, or better sense, just to stay home in the house. And I thank you for that right now. Y'all have a wonderful day.
Oh, Debbie said prayers. We had to put peaches down last Monday.
Oh, that's terrible. Let's pray for Debbie right now, Debbie and Jimmy.
Jimmy's asking, are we having service on Tuesday?
As far as I know, we're having service on Tuesday. If the road's clear, we'll have service on Tuesday, because I don't like us getting too far apart in our services. So as far as I know, we're going to have services at the church on Tuesday, because it's kind of hard to do the kind of services we've been doing on Facebook.
Keep an eye out on four announcements about it on
Keep an eye out for
Facebook and on text.
Keep an eye out on Facebook and on text. If the snow clears up, we're going to be having church on Tuesday. Now, let's pray for Debbie and Jimmy Ruffin. That's a sad thing to have to put your dog down. It's also a courageous thing, because you're being courageous and loving, and you're putting your dog above your own emotions. Mm-hmm. And so it's a very powerful, courageous, loving thing that y'all did. But I ask you right now, Lord, to touch these folks, Lord. Bless them in a very powerful way. I know it hurts. I've been there multiple times. It hurts, it hurts, it hurts. I ask you right now, Lord, to bless this family. They were courageous, and they were full of love, and they did the right thing. And I thank you right now. Fill their hearts with comfort that's greater than the pain. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
John Houston.
And we pray for Johnny Houston right now, Lord. Lift him up and strengthen him and heal his body. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. We will see y'all Tuesday night. If something happens and we can't have it Tuesday night, maybe we can have it on Facebook. It's just, like I said, Tuesday nights have been different. Tuesday nights have been more of a therapeutic Bible study, where we get to talk a lot, and we'll work out things, and it's really, really awesome. It's more like a group, I'm trying to think of a good way to put it, group therapy session in the same, with the Bible. Okay? I do group on Mondays in the heroin unit, and it is so powerful. And we started doing group sessions, so to speak, biblical group sessions on Tuesday night. And it's been very helpful and very therapeutic. And a lot of people have told me just how good it's been. And the number is growing. And so God's doing a work there, and we thank Him for that. So everybody's invited. And coming up shortly, I don't know whether it'll be on a Tuesday night or a Sunday afternoon, but we're going to do some group therapy sessions on grieving and survivor's guilt and some other things. We're just, you know, it's coming up shortly. And I said it's either going to be on Tuesday night or going to be on Sunday afternoons for an hour or so. So y'all all be good. I like what Eddie said, biblical support group. Yeah, I like that, biblical support group. Before we go, though, has anybody, again, got any questions? My wife just reminded me, anybody got any questions? You know it's rough when I looked out, you think that the rapture is getting ready to take place. You have one snowflake fall, and all the bread clears out at Walmart. Yeah. One guy come out here, bought 2-3 gallons of milk, and bought 4 things of bread and a box of diapers. And I said, what are you doing? He said, it's getting ready to snow us in. I said, well, I understand a gallon of milk, not 3, and I understand a loaf of bread, not 4. But what about the diapers? He said, well, you ain't got any kids, any small kids. He said, I know, but everybody was buying them, so I was just trying to keep up. Okay, can I request prayer for my friend Lenita? God knows her needs and her heart. Yes, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, touch Lenita. Minister to her every need, Lord. Lenetta. I'm sorry, Lenetta. Thank you, dear. Lenetta. Thank you for Lenetta, and thank you for ministering in her heart, in her life, and in her situation. We thank you for it right now. We know, God, that you got this, and we're praying for her need. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Okay. If there aren't any further questions, we're getting ready to go out of here. Y'all go out there and play in the snow. I sent out...
Not in the car.
Not in the car.
Or truck.
Or the truck. And make sure that when you walk out, you hold that rail. This is a rule of thumb. Hold the rail when you're walking out of the house. Hold the rail or bust your tail. There it is. You heard it first from here. Hold the rail or bust your tail. All right. I'm going to send out some more. I helped my neighborhood yesterday clear out some of this snow. I'll send, if you want to see me sending that, help them clear out the snow, Just send me a request, and I'll send you me actually helping the neighborhood clean out the snow. I did it. It was very unusual. Very, very, very.
Put it on the church Facebook
page. Yeah, my wife's going to put it on the church Facebook page. So if you want to see me clearing out the snow in the neighborhood, turn it to the first. It'll be on the church Facebook page. All right. Let's see. My dog almost had... My dog almost had my tail busted dragging me. Yes, that'll happen. That'll definitely happen. Yeah, been there on multiple occasions. All right, y'all be good. Look on Facebook and you're going to see.
Can you do it right now?
You're going to do it right now. Okay, am I dropping that or are you dropping that?
You
I'm staying where I am. My producer and director, she's putting it on the page right now. So y'all can see me helping clear out. And it's called Dino Clear. Y'all need to get you one of these. It's the latest thing. It's called Dino Clear. Or Jurassic Clear, either way. Did you put it up there?
Well, but they'll probably have to come out of this.
You're going to have to come out of this to see.
Wait till after service, and then they can go see it.
Wait till after service. You can see the new thing called Dino Clear. It'll help you clear your lot in a really, really fast time. All right. God bless y'all. I will see you Tuesday at church, hopefully. All right. God bless y'all. All right. How do I get out of this thing, dear?
Hit the button.
I am illiterate to Facebook. Here we go. I think I'm clearing out now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Bye.
Bye.